proclamation number 8876 dated the October 29th, 1964. Renew reference to the end. How often has the near end been pointed out to you already? How often have you been admonished not to live your life on earth complacently and to eagerly work at improving your soul? Yet you do nothing in order to avoid the dreadful fate of a renewed banishment. You don't believe these references until one day it will come upon you with force, and then you will no longer be able to change your thinking and intentions. For the time I determined for it will be adhered to, and the last day will come like a thief in the night. Yet beforehand you will still be seriously shaken out of your sleep, for all great events cast their shadows before them. And this, too, will seem inconceivable to you, for the elements of nature will so violently manifest themselves that it will take many people's lives and cause great lamentation. And yet, this natural event will only result in the fact that people will acknowledge it as the reign of a higher power less than ever, that it will only add to their doubt in this power, because a God of love cannot be recognized in an event where countless people will have to sacrifice themselves. But how shall I give you a sign of my power and might? You, who are unable to believe in this power although you are at its mercy. If I speak quietly to you, you don't listen to me, for you close your ears and eyes and are unable to see the gentle light shining for you. And since you don't pay attention to my quiet voice, I must speak louder, so loud that no one can deny this voice anymore. Yet you will all make up excuses so as not to have to admit that you are being addressed by God for your own good. But those who recognize this wake-up call, who recognize me myself in the raging of the natural elements and take refuge in me, will indeed be saved, for even if they lose their earthly life, they will nevertheless enter into eternity with the realization of a God, and will be able to continue their ascent. But the end will come soon after this intervention, no matter how implausible it seems to you. This end has been planned from the start, and nothing will persuade me to stop it, for I do not only consider the human being who fails his last test of will, but all creations are close to my heart whose development is still below the human stage, but which are also my beings to whom I grant my mercy and whom I want to lead to ascent. And for this purpose the earth will have to renew itself. The earth's surface must go through a total transformation, and the day is firmly predetermined. And you humans have to be told that you should pay attention to the sign of the times, that I said to you, it will be just like it was at the time of the flood. Single quote, people will enjoy life to the fullest. They will not be able to stop sinning anymore, because they will only love themselves, and this wrong love will allow them to do whatever they like. And this will result in confused thinking, for no one will pay attention to the divine word any longer, which clearly points his will out to them. And then only the short time of the battle of faith lies ahead of you, which is the last phase before the destruction. It is the time when my own will have to prove themselves, when they must profess me as their Lord and God, as their Redeemer, in order to then be able to enter the paradise of the new earth. The hour of judgment is very near, and yet, people refuse to listen. They continue to live their life on earth with indifference and unscrupulousness, and regardless of how many people mention it, they are lacking faith, and without faith they won't change their way of life. But the day will come like a thief in the night, and blessed are those who give credence to my words and live in such a way that this day cannot frighten them, who will therefore also prevail until the end. Amen.